This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Christian people will let you down. And yes, there are hypocrites in every church. You work with hypocrites at your company. There are people in every profession that are hypocrites. There are people in every walk of life who are hypocrites, who are not what they pretend to be. And yet ultimately the issue is not other people, the issue is Christ. Whenever I'm confronted with a man or woman who talks about the hypocrites that they know, I say, the issue when you stand before God will have nothing to do with me or your brother or somebody standing over here. It will be, what did you do with Christ? When you can call Christ a hypocrite and prove it, then I'll talk to you. When you can say Jesus is a hypocrite or was a hypocrite and you can prove it, then we'll talk. But he was not a hypocrite. He was everything that he claimed to be. Remember that you need to know the last 2 weeks' episodes. Last week we talked about the widow's son who was dead at a town called Nain. He was being carried out of the city to be buried, and Jesus stops the funeral procession in a dramatic moment, one of the most dramatic moments in the ministry of Christ, puts his hand on the coffin, or perhaps on the body itself, and stops it and says, young man, I say, get up, and he does. And one of the most beautiful phrases in all of the New Testament, it says, Jesus gave the young man back to his mother, which we mentioned last week. He's going to do that with all of you. So the Lord's going to give you someone that you lost back to you. And not only that, he's going to give you back to someone when you die, after you die, and that someone will be reunited with you who loves you very much. And the week before, we studied about the centurion, a man who was in charge of 100 Roman soldiers, his servant sick, and he has so much faith in Jesus, he tells Jesus, just say the word and my servant will be healed. You don't even have to come to our house. Just say the word. And what did Jesus say? I've never seen such faith in all of Israel. From a Roman soldier, nonetheless. From a Roman soldier, a Gentile, who just demonstrated greater faith than Jesus saw in anyone. And after those two incidents, John the Baptist sends two of his disciples to talk to Jesus. And you say, well, why didn't John the Baptist go himself? I'll tell you why. Good explanation. He was in prison. John the Baptist was in prison. He sends two of his disciples, and he has a mission. Go ask Jesus, are you the one who was to come? Are you really the Messiah? Are you the one that's to come, or should we expect someone else? What is remarkable about that to me is this. John the Baptist baptized Jesus. John the Baptist saw heaven open up, and he heard the voice of God say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, and he's wanting to know, is Jesus the one? And I thought about that long and hard. Why would the guy who baptized Jesus and saw what he saw at the baptism of Jesus say, are you the one? I'll tell you why. I think he was discouraged being in prison. I think he was depressed being in prison. I want to share something with you that I have never heard another minister say, but I'm going to say it. I believe that oftentimes when a person falls away, so to speak, from the Lord, whatever expression you want to use, to pull away, fall away, walk away, or whatever, discouragement has more to do with it than a lot of other things. People face chronic illness, chronic pain, chronic depression, chronic disappointment. It's one thing after another. They start to say, is Jesus really the one? Is he the one I'm really to follow? Is he the way, the truth, and the life? Is he the Messiah? And discouragement will cause a person to move away from the Lord more than intellectual doubt.
We'll continue this thought line tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.